Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We are on the final episode of season 21, and it's still a little surreal to say season 21, but we're here, and we're here Monday. It's Monday. We're going to rescue the art of homemaking from the daily grind. Red lips, no denim jumpers, all the good things that we've been striving to bring you for the last 4 years. What I want to do today is look at season 21 sort of in its entirety, Shay, and see what we're thinking about what we talked about, if we've had any epiphanies or
I can't even remember what we talked about. I can't this season.
Oh, I was like, please tell me you can hear me.
No, I can hear you. It's just funny. Like, I can't really remember what we talked about, and I can't really remember the summer. I don't know. It's like it just dissolved in front of my eyes. It's
like
weird.
A blur.
It's like a blur. Yeah. Yeah. Always happens.
Today is back to school for us, so it is a little crazy, but it's going to be really warm this week, so I still feel summer. I still feel it.
Oh yeah. September's still good. It's all good.
Yeah, we've got a good 2 weeks officially.
So. Yes. Yes, we do. I am having my nephews come over. They're 17 and 14, and I was like, "Hey, why don't you guys come pick all my weeds?"
I knew it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it gets to the season, the end of the season, and I always feel this like sense of relief, like, hey, we made it through another season. This is great. Equally like doom, like, oh my gosh, I know between the end of harvest season and the start of putting things to bed for the winter, there's a lot between those 2 points, a lot of just back-breaking labor. So, and it's, you know, then we'll still have 95 degree days. And so you're laboring, it's cold in the morning, you got weeds, there's no more fruit coming off the tomatoes. It's like, it's just what a funky month it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. I mean, on Friday, it was like 58 degrees. My kids are like, my fingers are cold. I had them pulling weeds. They're like, but it's cold out. I look out and Amelie's got a sock, or on ice has a sock cap on. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Yeah. It's but in the springtime, when it's a 58 degree day, everyone's going to be out in their swimsuits. They're going to be like, this is great.
Right.
So warm outside.
The minute it turns 49, it's like.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
You're so excited.
Yeah. But I am excited to look back on this season because I feel like, just getting hyper personal here right out the gate, you and I have both had kind of a doozy of a summer in terms of, for lack of better words, personal development. At the same time.
Well, that's it. That's the word. Yeah.
Business development. I feel like, I don't know. I've been feeling lately, and I mumble to myself. I don't know if we have any other mumblers out there. I am a big time mumbler. So I'll just be walking from room to room. Why did I come in here? What was that I was going to get? Oh yeah. Okay. I'm going to make a coffee. I'm going to go to that. You know, I'm not just forever talking to myself. And I didn't even realize I was doing this, but Stu said to me today, he goes, why do you keep mumbling that? And what I was mumbling, this is going to sound dramatic, is the past. It sounds so silly to say it. The past is dead. Oh, the past is dead. You know, oh, yeah, got to move forward. The past is dead. Because I don't know. I've been.
Oh my gosh.
Is that weird? Is that so weird?
No, that's what you're going to be mumbling when you're like 94. Like,
oh, for sure. For sure. Back in my day. But I think it's kind of this overwhelming sense of, you know, when you're a young mom and you've got super young kids and you just know, like, for the next 10 years of my life, I am going to be changing diapers. I'm going to be putting kids down to bed. I'm going to be packing a diaper bag wherever I go. And you just sort of know what that 10 years is going to look like in some ways, you know, obviously barring any crazy circumstances. You kind of just have a set path for the next way forward. And it is so weird to watch your kids phase out of that, phase into something else, and not fully know how the next 10 years are going to shape your family, or how they're going to shape your kids, or what path they're going to take. It's freaky, y'all. It's freaky. Because when they're one,
it's not
and you think forward to when they're 10, they're still going to be under your
Mm-hmm.
charge, they're still going to be under your roof, and oh, won't it be cool? They'll be doing school. Now 10 to 20, I don't know. I don't know. It's
Yeah.
weird.
It is weird, and there's not, there, I suppose there are some markers, but it's not like markers like those real predictable ones, like in children's development books. I mean, there are, but it's you. There's so many more options for them, I mean, between 8 months and whatever, 14 months, they learn to walk, and it's not as like precise when they get older. So it is like there's more variables, it's less predictable. You're a totally different person by that point.
Absolutely.
And there's just, yeah, so much has changed.
Yeah, and it's so cool to see your family develop. It's such a gift. Like I'm here completely here for it. But even since we started this podcast, think about what's happened in the last 4+ years, 4.5 years. How much our
We had
families have
toddlers when we
changed. We
started. Like,
yeah.
yeah.
That's what's so wild. Like, we still had napping babies and car seats. And oh my gosh, you guys, it's crazy. And I feel like a lot of times the only advice older moms give to younger moms is like, oh, savor it. It goes so fast. Savor it. Which is, it is true. And yes, savor it. But like, not crazy helpful in terms of like, oh, and here's what's coming up the pike.
Yeah. No, it's very true, but it's not, but I've kind of gone through this. I'm in this phase where like nobody told me about this. Right? Nobody told me about this. And the older you get, when it really starts to cook and it really starts to change, you start cooking and you start changing.
Well, that's just
So
it.
you've got like your Now you are also changing.
You are also
It's all the
changing.
other changing. It's like a train wreck. Yeah.
And that's what I was actually thinking about. What I wanted to leave homemakers who are listening to this podcast today, what I want you to leave, what I want to leave you with for the next few weeks while we take our break and then we'll come back. I wish that I could just drill into every homemaker, like you can evolve and you can change and you can retrain your patterns and you can retrain your habits and you can retrain your family. And like, isn't that so exciting? Like every time there's a season and we step into this new opportunity, this new beginning, homemakers, I hope you know that you can learn from us, we learn from other people, we learn from you. Like we're all just taking in this information and forming this future version of who we want to be. Does that make sense?
And it does, it does. And not everyone's sitting here listening, thinking, I want to change, I need to change. Some people are really in a stride and they're
Yeah.
doing great. But that doesn't take away from how exciting it is that things can still change.
Yeah.
That, no matter how great things are going, you don't want them to stay just like that forever. And it's like that's really good news that you can change and grow as a person. And I think we really talked. I mean, we talked obviously, as friends, you and I are like really synced up on personal development and we're always sharing ideas and tidbits and everything. But that's sort of how the season unfolded too. Like we ended up talking about those kind of things naturally because it's what we're experiencing. And it is really incredible how much growth or the potential for growth and that it just doesn't have to stay the same
It doesn't have to stay
all
the
the
same.
time.
It can't, for starters. It can't. And for whatever reason, maybe it's the kids getting older, but like that's been really apparent to me lately. It doesn't matter how much you love the way it is right this second. You can't hold it there. You can't hold it there. Tomorrow you're a day older. And that is just the nature of being a human, of life, of reality. So no matter how much you want it to stay the same, it can't. And so given that truth, How do we move forward into the future as homemakers? How do we shape our days? What kind of things do we bring in? How do we talk to our children? How do we train our children? Like all these wonderful things. And here we are, 4.5 years into this podcast, and there is still so much to talk about because the things that were our daily lives that we were sharing with all of you at the very beginning are different now. They're different now because 4.5 years further down the road, and then do that again, 9 years into this podcast, where will we be? And how will things have changed in the world? And how will things have changed in our family and in our communities? So it's equally thrilling
Okay, I want to
and
take.
exciting. Sorry,
Yeah.
I'm covering a lot of bases right
No,
out
that's
of
okay.
the
Yeah, you sure did.
gate.
And
Sorry.
you didn't even know what I wanted to talk about. So
I'm so
that's okay.
sorry.
So I
It's
wrote
all right.
down how do we move forward? Because let's take
Okay.
that question through each episode and let's just touch on that.
Okay.
Briefly, obviously, because we have less than an hour, but let's do that. How do we move
Okay.
forward? But before we move forward, you want to thank, should we
Yes,
thank
I
Dry Farm?
do. I want to thank Dry Farm for
Okay.
sponsoring the season of Homemaker Chic. We are so grateful to be able to partner with companies that we love so much, you guys. We love American Blossom Linens. We love Tupes and we love Dry Farm wines. So I just feel so grateful that this podcast, and because of your support of our sponsors, they have stuck around with us over these 4.5 years because you guys try them, you trust us, you give them some of your money, and then you love them too. And that means a ton to us and it means a ton to our sponsors as well. So you can visit dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. Use that link because when you do, you're going to get an extra bottle of wine in your first Dry Farm Wines order. Now, we've said this before, but this is such a wonderful time of year for you to stock up your wine pantry with these natural, organic, biodynamic wines. Dry Farms does the work for you. You know, when you go to a wine shelf and you're like, gosh, I wonder how they do that. I wonder how they grow that. I wonder what's in that bottle. I wonder if that one's any good. Dry Farms does this for you. They go around, they find the wineries who are making this wine. One ingredient, you guys, one ingredient, which is grapes. No sugar, no yeast, no preservatives, no colorants, nothing, just grapes. So they find it and they say, hey, ship that wine into the US. Then they put it into a box and ship it to your doorstep. So it's not a Dry Farms label. These are boutique wineries from around the world. So dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic is where you can go and you can get started with a 3-bottle package. Of course, you'll get 4 with our link. You can do 6 and get 7, get 12 and get 13, but give them a try. If you're not sure which ones to try, let them choose for you, or you can also request special bottles. They offer all kinds of services. So dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic is where you can go to shop these wonderful natural wines that we love so much. And you will love them
Yay.
too, I promise.
Do it. Do it now.
Right. Where did we start
Okay.
this season? I don't remember.
Well, we had a doozy of a fun episode on July 9th, and we called it Reunited. And I'm sorry, I don't remember what we talked about.
I
It
don't
was a good
know.
conversation, though. I just remember it was a good conversation. And it was fun to really be back. But the next episode, we were like really in the dog days of summer. And we were talking about on-point ideas for your kids' summer, obviously, in a few weeks. Literally, summer will be over. But if we talk about, if we're going to ask ourselves, how do we move forward from that particular conversation, on-point ideas for the kids? I feel the more the conversation fleshed out, the takeaway became, one of the big takeaways became keeping them busy with work. And not to sound like a big buzzkill, but that it did come down to the value that a child feels, whether they know it or not, when they're a key member of how the house runs and how things operate. So how do we move forward into fall quickly? Because we have a lot of things to touch on
Okay.
today. Looking at that takeaway, how
Okay.
valuable chores are
for
I have an
children.
answer to this because I just touched on this in last week's YouTube video where I print up weekly schedules for my children, which means I have to be disciplined enough to sit down once a week and work up a sheet for them Monday through Friday, and it gets printed out fresh every week, Monday through Friday. And it will account for any special events that we have going on that week, any appointments that we have, any practices, piano recitals, jujitsus, anything like that. And it's all in their calendar. And then, based on the age of the children, some children need to be reminded to put on deodorant or take a shower or brush their teeth. Some just need to be reminded to do their math lesson and practice their piano and change their sheets, etc. This is going to be totally focused on your family and your children. However, printing out these sheets, I put them in plastic little sheet covers and I stick them inside their school cabinet. So when they open it up, it says, Juliet, Monday. Here's a list of what Juliet needs to do on Monday. And what that does, and especially over time, there is a training period, but it puts it into their hands. It puts it into their lap. And if they want to get that work done in 1 hour and spend the rest of the day outside, great, do that. If you want to spend 7 hours doing that, okay, great, that's on you. But it puts it in the children's control, which I think is really wonderful because then they have to actually start developing time management skills and prioritizing. And hey, this is some of the chores that you carry. This is some of the weight that you carry in their family. And so for us, the stage we're at with our children, we're going like 14 to 8 here. Look, y'all are capable. You are capable. And I don't want to be a helicopter mom. That's not fun for me. That's not fun for them. And so moving forward to us, this stage of life looks like a lot more independence for the kids and a lot more responsibility.
Yeah, because constantly having to, even having to remind them, or even just simply having to say it every day, like, here's what we're doing today. I mean, we just went through, a few weeks ago, went through the each child and the homeschool season and like what each day, Monday through Friday through the first semester was going to look like. And they're like, wait, so if I do all this, then I'm done? I'm like, hey, I don't care. Get up at 6, get it done by 10. What do I care? So I, when they get like that sense of like autonomy, when you say like, here it is, you just got to do it. They love that.
And
Now you
let
have
me.
to enforce that and make sure at the end of the day it did happen or whatever. But
Sure.
I think that gives mom less. Sometimes I just feel like I'm constantly saying, I like to say less, quite frankly. So I think I don't really have an area. Where would I put those? But there is something about having it written up for them. Because I'll do that if I'm going away for the day or something. I'm like, here it is. Here's what I want done while I'm gone. I hand it out.
And these ones, they just dry erase, they can just X it off with their little dry erase marker. So the plastic sheet gets reused week after week. The inside gets replaced. And these are good skills. These are like the life skills that we hope. Now, I know I'm skipping ahead a little bit, so forgive me, but we did cover an incredible episode of a podcast called Diary of a CEO on being unstressable. Okay. There was a great episode of Diary of a CEO with the founder of Netflix. What
That
got
one was
me,
just so good.
it was so good. And what got me about this particular episode was Netflix, as an employer, doesn't have hour or day requirements for their employees. There's no show up at 9, leave at 6, take your 2 15-minute breaks. Here's your lunch hour. Put in for your 2 weeks of vacation. You can literally do whatever you want. But what happens if you don't do a good job? You're fired. Okay, so this is what's so fascinating to me. He developed this idea of hiring somebody for a specific job. And if you can do that in 2 hours a day, more power to you. Can you fill all these requirements that I'm asking of you in 2 hours a day? Oh, you can because you're hyper efficient or you're super productive or whatever. Great. Thank you for your work. That's what I hired you for. I agreed I would pay you this amount of money. Good day, sir. Even something like
I
vacation
love
isn't
that.
moderated. because it's like, okay, is it smart for you to take 3 weeks off and go to Greece? Maybe so, maybe not. Totally depends on how you have structured your time, what work you've done ahead, what you've put, like the job requirements are the job requirements. And then it flips back on the employee to say, and here is how I will best, given my personality, my situation, and what's required of me, here's how I will best deliver that. Okay. This blows my mind because this is the reason that I had to become a business owner, because I cannot follow people's rules or schedules for me. I cannot do
No, I can't
it.
either. I can't. Like I just my brain just shuts down. I start yawning. You know, I can't do
Yeah.
it.
So I remember
It's
sitting in English class in high school, in my sophomore year of high school, looking at the clock, being like, I'm going to die in this classroom. I felt so inspired to write, but we had like 20 more hours of the period, you know, and we were switching gears. And I was just like, no, this cannot be how it goes. And so when I got into my junior and senior year of high school, I decided to do Running Start because I could go to the local community college and I could take an 8-hour school day and I could condense it down to a 3-hour school day. And then I could work and do my homework and do all these things. And my point is, like, I want to grow the type of kids who can do that, who they don't just fill the space. They're not just a warm body in a chair for 8 hours a day. Like, that's
Love it.
a cool idea. And so one of the ways we do that was a very long rabbit trail to say one of the ways we do that is just with a lot of personal responsibility. So sorry, you said to be concise. So sorry.
No, that's okay. And it's, you know, and it's not to assume that every child's just going to knock it out in an hour and 45 minutes.
No,
Some
some.
people they're all going to work at their different pace, you know, and it's not just going to like, you know, day one work. There'll
Yeah.
be like this arc of a time of figuring it out and consequence and like, oh, I ran out of time. I didn't allow enough time. I rushed it, whatever, you know,
Absolutely.
so much learning. I think it's so much more valuable than this supposed discipline of like whatever, the 8-hour workday, the 7-hour school day, whatever. Like just because someone can suffer through that doesn't mean that that's like the ideal situation for them or that they couldn't be more spectacular. Left to their own devices. You know, I think it's
Yeah.
very I don't like to be put in a box. You can see I'm starting to twitch just sitting here. And
Yeah,
I think it's takes children like out of the box and lets them they're constantly figuring things out for the future. And
but the
that
child.
gives them a great opportunity to figure things out.
And also, you might have a child who wants to go back in the box. Like,
That's what I mean. Not
it's okay.
everybody's gonna just like be
Yeah.
like, woohoo, I'm done in an hour, you know?
Yeah. No, I have a kid that will take 3 hours on a math lesson, but they're like dissecting bugs between each problem, you know? They just can't help themselves. It's like, okay, that's fine. But now we know that about you, and it's not wrong or right. It's simply a characteristic. Great. Let's work with that. Okay, what did we cover after that?
Okay. We on July 24th, we talked about summer clean. Is it even possible?
No.
Oi. And it was lots of jokes about muddy farm boots and dirty eggs and what have you. But how do we move forward going into fall, trying to keep our homes, you know, somewhat sane and orderly? There's a lot on the horizon with entertaining and the holidays and a little bit more, you know, even though we just talked about people doing their own thing, a little bit more of a rigid schedule, obviously, than during the school year. And it's real easy. I don't know about your house, it's real easy to get out all the school books. And it just turns into this like melange of like, it's like school and then there's lunch and there's clementine peels on the table. And then all of a sudden it's dinner time and you're shoving the books aside to get ready for the dinner. You know, that's tough because you're using a lot of things. You've gone from like tracking in the garden dirt or the sand and the wet, soggy towels or whatever. And now you're really using the home. You're using the interior a lot more than you did during the summer. And how do we move forward? fall clean? Is it even possible?
Yes, I think it is possible. I think we have to. I'm going to sound like my mom here because she was right. I do
No.
think, I know, I have to remind myself that my family has a different standard than I have. And so we all have our like minimum requirement for clean, okay? Such as, I don't want turds floating in the toilet. Thank you very much. I don't want garbage cans spilling over. I don't want old food out on the countertops. I don't want I call it nonsense in my kitchen. And remind me to come back to that. I don't want nonsense in my kitchen, like wooden swords and shoes and things. Okay. So,
So it's not just me.
no.
Thank you for saying that, because I'm like, these things don't go in a kitchen. Shoes on the bench. We have benches at our harvest table. I'm like, whose socks are these? Who leaves socks in the kitchen? I'll come in and there'll be socks on the counter. And I always like try to do like math. Okay, everyone, if we all walked in and put our socks on the marble, that would be disgusting. Like, we don't do that.
Yeah.
No, I can't stand tools in my kitchen. I can't stand a drill left on the countertop, screwdrivers. It makes me crazy.
So my new rule with this, thank you to my friend Victoria for this, but if you leave nonsense in my kitchen, I know whose nonsense it is. Okay, I'm the mom.
Right.
I know all. And you have to give me 10 push-ups and 10 sit-ups and then clean up your nonsense. And I'll tell you what, it's working. It is working. Like, I find your sword in my kitchen. Get in here. Give me 10 push-ups and 10 sit-ups, and then take your sword out. And it's just funny. It makes them laugh. You know, it's silly, so it's not so naggy. They know the rules. That's the rule. And it's working. So take that for what it's worth. Okay, so our families have different expectations than a lot of times we do as the homemaker. Okay, that's their the expectation, like no turds in the toilet. Okay, fine. Everyone sort of agrees. That's a clean house. Now, a clean house for me is a bouquet of fresh flowers and a lit candle and wiped off countertops and a new ironed kitchen towel hanging from the stove and mopped floors. Okay. But that is me. And because that's me, that is my responsibility. If I want to take it from 90 to 100%, I am going to bear that responsibility because I've become sort of convicted. My family has to, they got to help, man, of course. But they don't have to like die to my precious things. Do you know what I mean? These are things that I love that make me feel good. But they don't really need to do that piece. That's sort of mine to carry through. So I guess all that's to say, keeping a clean house to me gets actually a lot harder as the kids get older. Do you find that to be the case?
Yeah,
They're
everybody,
bigger.
their things are bigger. The laundry loads are bigger, everything's bigger and there's more of it and there's hobbies. They get come, mom, look at this, or bring it into the kitchen and then it gets left there. Or, yeah, there's snow suits. I mean, think about like my family with like all that snow. It's like giant snow gear. It goes from little 2 foot snow pants to 6 foot snow pants and huge boots laying around. And yeah, for
Yeah, and
sure.
so I think it's possible. I think it's possible. And we've done lots of different episodes on cleaning schedules and what works during different seasons. What's currently working for our family is every child has a zone. And so multiple times per day or whenever it needs it, I say, hit your zone. Everyone knows what that means. It's like, make sure there's no trash. Make sure there's no dishes. put any toys away or books away where they need to go, grab any dirty laundry, stick it in the hamper. It's just like a clean sweep. You know what I mean? So I do think it's possible, but I've learned to not be too precious about it.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Yeah, all those finishing touches definitely are the mom thing, you know. I did something. So we just got the kitchen put back together after this remodel, and my family, I don't know about your family, but my family just leaves dishes all over the house, everywhere, and especially in the basement, because like they'll stay up later than I do on the weekends, and then they go and they eat in the basement, and the dishes get left down there, and then I go to set the table, and we have two forks. It's really inconvenient. So I grabbed some just new basic white dishes at Costco. I have new silverware in the shop, so I got us two sets of it. And so the silverware is colorful, and I have the green. And so now I know there are 8 soup spoons green, 8, you know, 8 salad forks green. Like, I know everything. So if I get the dishwashers all done and the dishes all put away and I count out the silverware, I can tell what's missing, and I send them out on a scavenger hunt to go find it. I left all the like mix match stuff and the mix match dishes. They're in a pile. I'm like, here's like your roam around the house. You want to have a cup of tea and take it to your room? Here's what you can use. You want a late night bowl of cereal? Here's what you can use. These are the dinner dishes. I want to know where these ones are. And that's not perfect because we're not perfect, but it's really helped me with my dish dilemma. So,
Yeah.
Okay. Dishes.
Okay, sorry. Carry on.
No, it's okay.
Nope.
Go. All right. The next episode we did was, we called it Understanding the Value of Our Heritage. And it was an interview with our friend Dolores. And I'm thinking, how are we, can you hear me while I'm talking? Yes, you can.
Yep.
Okay. How are we going to move forward with everything that we learned? And that episode was yummy and warm and fuzzy and left me inspired, and I know it did you, but like, How are we going to move forward with some of the ideas and the value of this concept of understanding our heritage and putting an importance on it?
Okay, this is going to get a little existential here. But I've been thinking a lot lately, and perhaps this is a whole episode next season. I've been thinking a lot lately about how I wish that I always felt, and I wish that other women also always felt, and people, that whatever they are is enough. So I was retelling this story to Stuart about how when I went to college, I was a young idiot, and I went into beef production. I went into specializing in the cow-calf operation. So mother cows who have calves who you sell off each year. Okay. Now, unbeknownst to me, because I was just ambitious and I had desires and goals, unbeknownst to me, like, that is basically an impossible industry to get into unless you come from a very rich ranching family with a lot of land and a lot of resources and a lot of connections. Okay. Most people, you're born into it. Okay. It's not something that people typically go and start, because it's to acquire a bunch of land is really expensive. Okay. All that's to say, the story I heard from my peers over and over again throughout my college career was basically like, you're not enough. Okay. You're not whatever. I don't even know how would you define that. It was the cowboy culture. Like, you're not cowboy enough to be a part of this. You don't come from this. This isn't in your genes. This isn't in your, like, in your DNA.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, so you're here and you're doing it, but you're not really enough. You're not really a part of this because it's not in your DNA. And the same can be said for those of us who homestead, who didn't grow up with our families homesteading. Okay. Like, I don't have these grand elaborate stories of, you know, my parents homestead or like them butchering a cow or whatever. Like, that wasn't a part of my heritage. This is something that I found and came to.
That's the same could be said for the homemaker, for the first generation homemaker.
Absolutely.
Like, and I'm using a word, like we always say on the show, we're all homemakers, but for the homemaker who decides to get really into it, and let's say she wants to learn to bake bread and she wants to make things from scratch, and she's finding herself delighting in the home. Let's use that as the delineation. She's delighting in her home when she's got past generations that did not.
Or maybe even fought to not. That's for sure.
Or fought to not. Yeah, exactly.
Or
that can be
the
definitely
homeschooling mom.
Like,
how about the homeschooling mom? You know, I guarantee you, if you ever talk to a homeschooling mom, the story going in her inside her head for 99% of us
is, you're doing it wrong.
I'm not sufficient to do this.
Am I doing it wrong? Yeah, am I doing it wrong?
I don't know enough. I'm not good enough. I wasn't good enough at this subject in school. I don't know. I'm a half day ahead of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. The same goes for me, for like my love. I'm a Sunday night ahead. That's right. The same goes for me with like Italy. Like, I told Dolores, like, there is 0% Italian in my blood. Not a trace. And so the story that people can come to say is basically like, you're not enough. You're not Italian enough. You're not a homemaker enough. You're not homeschooly enough. You're not homesteadery enough. And they draw these boundaries and lines that say, this is the thing that makes you a real one. This is the thing that makes you a real one. Says who? Says you? Mm-hmm. Well, you're not living my life. You're not showing up and doing the work every day. So who are you to say that? All that's to say, like, I think our DNA and like this story, it is so important. It's why we are who we are. But when we're talking about like personal development, I'll tell you what, something that I'm really working on is getting up every day and saying like, your sufficiency is not found in you, for starters, it's in Christ. But, and that is complete and full and true and accounted for, right, and praise God. It's not about you. It's not about what your family did or didn't do. It's not about the childhood you had or didn't have, or the school you went to, or the hobbies that you have. Like, you are sufficient. And it sounds so cliche, but like, don't let anyone tell you differently. And yeah. I say this as somebody who has to wake up every day and be like, it's okay. It's okay that you're not enough of this or enough of this or enough of this for some people. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Please let me know I'm not
alone.
It's really
true. You're not alone. No, that is a huge, huge struggle for sure. Mm-hmm. For lots of people. I mean, that was like one of the reasons I adopted this rule a long time ago with homeschooling. Like, I don't like to know how other people are homeschooling. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to hear about your curriculum. I can't. I literally can't, because what I just start like, just it just eats me alive. I noticed that probably like 8-9 years ago. I had my kids in a co-op, and yeah. I'm over here like living my best nature journal life with my kids, you know, Charlotte Mason, education is an atmosphere, ooey gooey, yummy, literature based, warm, fuzzy, whatever. And I sent them to an A Becca, boom, 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 bigger, better, faster, like as fast as you can advance, go, 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 do not pass, go. Like just go straight to college, you know, just like worksheets, dittos. Fill in the blank, like the antithesis of what I was trying to do. I did it for community for them. But then they'd bring home homework that would just sabotage our school time because they had to get it done. And I'm like, well, great. There's no time to draw a bug. I mean, it was just, then I got like really insecure, like, okay, is this like sort of like liberal arts approach I'm wanting to take with me? Is that enough? Is it going to do it? Am I doing it wrong? And then from that point on, I would just I had to put my blinders on. I pulled them out and just kind of quit talking about homeschooling with people because it was too much.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, look, and the root of that is insecurity, which like, yeah, super insecure.
Right.
Who isn't? Like, I realize it's
naturally
a thing.
I mean, who isn't?
Yeah. You're working on. That's an interesting thing. And I do think we should do an episode on that. Because this is, yeah, it's just something that that rears its head in all kinds of different ways. And, you know, to go back to the conversation with Dolores, this is something that's funny. It's like one of those things that you did nothing heritage wise to become who you are. You are simply a manifestation of your parents, right? Like, you did 0%. It's something that people take a lot of pride in, and it's something that people take a lot of like to draw hard lines with, you know. I'm this way because I'm this. I'm this way because I'm this. I don't think that's necessarily helpful. Nor do I think it's necessary for, gosh, I don't quite know how to put into words what I'm trying to say. We'll have to think about that for next season's episode. But, I guess I would leave with the thought of like, your worth isn't found in that. That's how I move forward. My worth isn't found in that. It's a story. Okay. It is an important story, but it's not the most important story.
Right. Okay. Well, before we move forward, let's take a break and thank our sponsors. As we close out this season 21, I'd just love to say thank you again to Janet and her team at American Blossom Linens. You can visit them at AmericanBlossomLinens.com. And if you haven't written it down, for heaven's sake, do it now because summer's almost over. Write down this code SUMMERCHIC20 for 20% off. So at American Blossom Linens, what you're going to find is American-made products from the cotton that's grown here in the United States to the beautiful packaging that arrives on your front door. And they have duvets, blankets, sheets, pillowcases, extra pillowcases when you get a king or a queen size set, extra big fitted sheets, so you're not doing a tug of war when you make your bed. What else? Baby blankets, crib sheets, you name it, they have it. They've been in business doing hotel, five-star hotel quality linens for 125 years. This is their domestic line. So they know what they're doing, so much so that they have a two-year happiness guarantee, which I love. So the idea is invest once our house is full of American Blossom linens, every bed. You can use the code SUMMERCHIC20 for 20% off. What are you waiting for? I know you've been listening to me talk about it all season. Their sheets are breathable, so they're going to keep you cool in these last few weeks of summer and nice and cozy as we're going into fall. So visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com. And for now, use the code SUMMERCHIC20 for 20% off.
And while we're talking about American-made, high-quality products with a lot of transparency into how they're sourced and made, we should, of course, thank Toops & Co. Natural Skincare for sponsoring Homemaker Chic. They've also been with us since the beginning. So many of you have tried and enjoyed their products. But just a quick reminder, you can go shopping with code HMC10 for 10% off. So this is where you can go for Emily's, I'm going to say world famous, because she really put Tallow Balm on the map for your elbows, for your dry skin patches. It's so incredibly clean, but you can also go there for all other kinds of things now, because she's expanded well beyond that Tallow Balm to clay soaps and tallow-based soaps without any sort of hormone-disrupting toxins or preservatives or artificial scents. So if you remember back to Emily's interview with us, she, you know, they always talk about like the origin story, the pain point. The pain point for Emily was she had a daughter with sensitive skin who couldn't use over-the-counter anything because it caused a reaction on her skin. And she then started to dig into like, gosh, what is it in our makeup? What is it in our skincare? What is it in our lotions that cause this? And the chemicals and the preservatives and the fragrances and the additives that they can add into these products that you're using every day without even really realizing it, your skin is absorbing. So for looking for clean foundations, concealers, mineral makeups, natural blushes, cheek tints, luminizers and bronzers, cleansing oils, soaps, lotions and tallow balms, even mascara and eyeshadow and eyebrow pencils, you can go to toopsandco.com, use the code HMC10 for 10% off. And I've been challenging you to do this season. When you're there, click the little ingredient button on the product page and it will show you exactly what's in that product. Because of the transparency, you can feel really good about putting these products on your skin. So toopsandco.com, or use the code HMC10 for 10% off. Quick reminder too, Angela made this very easy for you over on our Instagram page. So you can hit the little makeup button, you can hit the little sheets button, and you can shop right there, which makes it super simple. So if you don't remember the links, that's where you can go.
Fabulous. Do you have a Toops lipstick on right now?
I do. My Blushing Bride.
What is it? Okay. I'm in Tiamo. Shay's in Blushing Bride, for those of you watching on the video.
Yeah.
Tiamo. Okay. So then we did two in August. We did two back-to-back episodes with Christy Richmond.
Ooh.
And that was a big deal. Let's see. What did she say her title was again? Gosh.
RN.
It's not functional medicine, but it's something. It's
RN.
Yeah, RN, BSN. But
BSN.
What does BSN stand for? Rats. That was an excellent interview. Sir, you're going to have to go look it up. What BSN stands for. But the episodes were called What Lies Beneath. And we spent a lot of time talking about gut health for the homemaker. I hate the word gut. I hate it so much. But it's a trendy word, and let's talk about what that looks like for us moving forward. I know for me that I'm on this big journey. I have been all year, just super I'm very much enjoying learning about the brain right now and how it works, and then if you continue down that path, then you get into how building muscle is connected to that. And then if you continue down that path, you get into cortisol levels and gut health, especially when you're perimenopausal, like all of these things. I mean, not especially for that age group, but mm-hmm. as you start down this rabbit trail, they're all connected. It's fascinating to me. So those episodes were really like part of the icing on a really big cake. You know, it just sort of solidified, I think on a health journey or any journey you're on where you're like, I hate these words too, like self-improvement or, but like you need to keep the topic foremost, like front and center in your mind, because it's so easy to revert to old ways of thinking, to revert to old habits and actions and keeping, that's why I listen to things about the brain, about the microbiome, about lifting weights. I listen to them all the time throughout the week, like on podcasts and stuff, because I want to keep that topic like right here. Don't forget how important this is. And I feel like those episodes really did it for me. Obviously, you and I have had private appointments with her, and now at this point, a lot of our audience has taken a private appointment with her. But moving forward, I want to keep continuing on that journey. And I'm sort of coming close to wrapping up a protocol that she had me on for many months. So I'm anxious to retest and see how much more fabulous I am at this point. Yeah, I'm just kidding. You know, it's, I feel like that is, you know, when you're into something and then you find, oh, now that was the missing link. I needed that. You know, if you're working out and you're taking care of yourself and you're taking care of your family, and now I know how important this whole system of bacteria and this whole environment going on inside my body is. And now, I don't know about you moving forward, but I'm looking at friends and family going, you need a GI test. You need a GI map, baby. That's the problem.
Yep. I don't think, broad statement, I don't think as homemakers we can overstress our health enough.
I don't think so.
I've told this story before, but I didn't like working out. And then I was out in the garden one day and I sneezed wrong or whatever it is you do. And I threw my back out and I spent 3 days on the couch just in misery. And I thought, okay, Shay, what's more miserable? Putting in time working out or laying on the couch for 3 days, not able to even get up to like go to the bathroom because it hurts so bad. What's worse?
Mm-hmm.
Look, we did a whole season called Choose Your Hard.
I just wrote that down. It's one hard. Of my favorite like taglines we've ever, and I know other people
let's
have
do
said
another
it,
choose let's just ever do come another up with. One let's do another Choose Seriously. Your Hard season. Let's
a whole
do it
season because it's so true.
It is so
you're
true.
You're not it's getting like, away with nothing. You're either going to lift weights or you're going to be feeble and frail someday. You're either going to lift weights, you're going to throw your back out at 35, pulling out a dandelion. You know, like
yeah.
no one it's gets also, away with anything.
We had some friends over last night, some new friends who just started coming to our church, and they were asking us about our food. Everyone's always very curious about our food, you know, because your reputation sort of precedes you sometimes at these arenas. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
they asked the question like, well, where do you source your flour? Where do you source your olive oil? Like, where do you source the things that you're not producing yourself? And I was like, ooh, well, this is a conversation I can get behind. We have like our little water thing on our counter. Well, that naturally sparks questions like, why do you have a 5-gallon glass carboy on your counter? Like, what's with the water? What's, you know, what's the deal with all these things?
Yeah.
And I think it's a great, my point is like, that's hard. When I'm explaining, like, I have to do like 12 different orders from all these different places. And then the extra meat comes from here if we don't grow. And then the salt comes from here.
Yeah.
And then the water comes from here. And then the flour comes from here. And the olive, you know.
It's true.
Look, hard.
My French tutor, hard. He's like, wait, what? He's like, you don't just go to the store. I'm like, no.
There's you can't do that.
There's like get this from here and this from there and this from there right. and this from there. Yeah.
It's hard.
Hard.
But you know what? Like, it's also hard to be sick. And unpopular opinion, what you eat affects your health, and what you eat can make you sick and much more prone to illness. I am interested in vitality and nourishment. And you know what? To be nourished and vital, it takes a lot of work. But that is the hard that I have chosen. And I know I'm not alone here. I know we have a lot of homemakers who are doing the same thing. A lot of homemakers. Mm-hmm. So I think when it comes to health, that is a conversation that just should go on and on and on and on yeah. for the homemaker. Because your life changes. And then you start thinking about the health of your kids and you start thinking about their gut. And I'm like, I'm teaching mine how to lift weights and get outside and get fresh air and do these things and shower and cleanse and eat and drink water. And like, you know, it just multiplies, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And then you get older and you got to switch it all up a little bit too. Your nutritional yes. requirements change. Your physical requirements change. If I could leave our homemakers.
Which is why it has to stay like. Why it has to stay a topic because
Absolutely.
It's constantly evolving. So it has to stay. It's yep. not one and done. Yeah.
If I could leave our homemakers with probably something to bite into from this topic, it would be lift weights. It really would, because I think that is such a catalyst for so many other things. Because when you're lifting mm-hmm. weights, you're putting in a lot of work and you want to see gains. And the way you get gains is with a high protein diet. Your muscles can't rebuild unless they have protein. So all of a sudden you find yourself adjusting the way you're eating, and it affects the way you sleep, and it affects your stress. I mean, you're sweating. It's like you're hitting so many things with just lifting heavy mm-hmm. things. For your muscle, your skeletal muscle, like all of it. I cannot recommend it highly enough to the homemaker. I can't.
Yeah. You know, but then that comes back to like what we were talking about with her and how sugar is going to sabotage that, and not eating protein is going to sabotage that. Lifting weights the wrong way or working out the wrong way is going to jack up your cortisol levels, and you're not going to see progress. And then there's yep. turmoil going on down there. So, yeah. But I'm pretty, as far as a takeaway, like health wise, yes, just everyone, please lift weights. Do it.
Lift heavy things. Just lift heavy things.
Just lift heavy things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, more on that. We should definitely touch on that next season.
We should definitely talk more about that, because I get like more convicted about it every week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's the more you're in that space, the more you're like, and then learning. I just listened to a really great Huberman Labs. Do you ever listen to him?
Mm-hmm. He was just on Diary of a CEO.
He was. I haven't listened to that one yet. Mm-hmm. Dr. Stacy Sims, I think, was who he interviewed earlier, a few months ago. Excellent interview about women and lifting and how to do it for each age group and what you need before. Do you lift fasted? How much do you need protein? Do you need to eat when you're done? Really all with your cycle. Oh my gosh. Fascinating. Mm. Really very, very in-depth interview on weightlifting in women.
Okay. Highly personal ages, question. So. Do you lift on your period? That's a week. We're talking about a week, 25% of our month. Like
I don't get my period that much anymore. So.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I told you it was going to be personal, but
yeah, I do.
If I'm totally miserable,
I won't. But if I've taken care of myself beforehand and it's not too horrible.
Yeah.
In the past, I would have said no. In the past, I would have said, heck no. Those are my treat days. No. But. Things change.
Yeah. I find like after the first surge, the first few days where you're like, I just need to, I am not lifting anything.
Gray sweatpants and a novel.
I need a Depends.
Yeah, exactly. Swaddling clothes.
As soon as that is over, I get like a surge of energy. a surge of energy. So I tend to have really good lifting days later on in that week, you know? Sorry, men. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Should have given you a period warning.
All three of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Two more.
Okay.
Ooh, we got chop chop. We got to go.
Okay. 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 Okay.
So we talked about unstressable.
Ugh.
Okay. We had two. So we'll merge these ones. I think we talked about it more than that even. I'm curious. I would love to know like how many people in the audience like actually went out and listened to the book or purchased that book or even just checked out that episode of the podcast of Diary of CEO. What is like moving forward? How does that look for you?
Working through the book right now.
Worksheets.
Yes.
Did you actually print up the? Okay.
I have to like. I'm actually working through it. So can I report back to that after our break? Because during our break, I have two books that I'm finishing. I'm finishing Unstressable and I'm finishing The Confidence Gap. Both of them require mm-hmm. worksheets. And just listening to Dr. Huberman, he's a doctor, right? Dr. Huberman.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Andrew Huberman. Yeah.
Okay. Just listening to him talk about something on Diary of a CEO helped me realize as adults, we can't just passively listen and learn like we could when we were a child. We actually have to like focused effort, actively try to acquire new information. And so mm-hmm. when you're washing the dishes and you're just listening to these books kind of mindlessly, you are getting almost nothing out of them. You actually need to sit down with a pen and paper with focused energy and attention and effort to make that information actually implant into your brain. And
do you take notes at church?
Oh, all the time.
Do you take? Yes. Are you a note taker? Okay.
Big note taker. Okay. Yep, it's a real problem. For sure. Got like 12 notebooks everywhere.
Okay.
Because that is how I learn. And so I would say even listening to our episode, or if you're going to go back to the original Diary of a CEO episode and listen to that, like do it when you can sit down with a pad of paper and actually write thoughts down, because these are really valuable things. Look, we're talking about stress, probably aside from like money issues, the stress of money issues, but like stress, probably the number one issue homemakers have, stress with mm-hmm. their kids, with their marriage, with their schedules, with their jobs, whatever it is. Like this is a universal problem. And I think the best part about Unstressable is that it's not, here's how to eliminate stress from your life. Because we all know that's not going to happen.
It's not happening. Yeah.
Instead, it's like lifting weights for your mind so that it becomes stronger, so that when it is stressed, it knows the proper techniques to do that. It's all about how to actually deal with it when it comes, not how to avoid it, which I think is really important. Because good luck avoiding it.
I do think there's this like, I think there's like this pop culture lie. Even like, even if you just could become a homesteader, you'd be less stressed out.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, just go buy a piece of land.
You'd be less stressed. If you could go ground yourself every morning on the ground and do yoga in your front yard as the sun comes up, you'd be less stressed. It's all about like doing. And it's what that book is like a real, I think, just pragmatic approach. Like, look, we live in a stressful world and it's so rapidly changing. It's just going to get worse. Spoiler alert. And here's how to function. Here's how mm-hmm. to do it. Actually, I have not printed up the worksheets. I have taken notes during the show. I've gotten pages full, but then during our break, actually mm-hmm. printing the worksheets and like taking the time, because it's like due diligence, you know?
Yeah, due diligence.
That takes time.
It doesn't just happen.
PDFs, print them. It doesn't just happen.
Change also a podcast season.
Right? Oh, yes, it was. Dang, we're good.
Yeah, so I think those are all topics that we really should explore some more next season. And we say things over and over again because we need to be reminded of them. I think you probably need to be reminded of them, sweet listener. And so thank you for being a part of our community with us, for hanging with us for 21 seasons. It's pretty incredible. So we are going to take a 2-week break. Is that right? When are we back? I can't quite remember.
When are we back?
We wrote it down at one point. I think it's our standard break, which will be a great opportunity for us to get homeschool up and going with our families, get into our new rhythm with our new schedules. And then we'll be back here with you for season 22, which will take us all the way through the end of 2024. Which is
We're gonna run crazy. September 30th to December 2nd.
Okay.
And then we'll take the holidays off. That is our next season, 22. 22 is my favorite number. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So we're gonna move forward.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us. Be sure to visit us on Instagram, watch the videos on YouTube. Thank you for patronizing our sponsors. We really appreciate that. They appreciate you. And we're so pleased to be able to bring you people that you can truly trust working with. So, that's lovely. And we will be back September 30th.
Sounds good. Cheers. We'll see you guys then. Cheers.